When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, I'm Tad. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
Drex is off. Just shout out to this hero. I don't know if you saw on the news, this man saved a young child who was left in a minivan.
Oh, while their parents were inside
at the degrees.
Like grocery shopping?
Yeah, and the kid is like grasping at the window, desperate to get out.
Oh my gosh.
Doors are locked. And I want to just play you some of this news story. Everybody is fine, thankfully, because of this hero.
I wouldn't leave a plant, let alone a pet or a person in a hot car.
When Kroger employee Gary Sanford discovers someone did leave a child in a hot van on a very hot day.
At a 93 degrees heat outside.
Paramedics say it was even hotter inside the van. Sanford was retrieving carts from the Kroger on North Decatur Road Sunday around 5:30 that evening.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad everybody's okay. Do you think the child would have been discovered in the van by this guy whose job it is to collect grocery carts? Had everybody put their carts in the corrals?
Well, I guess that all depends on where the car was parked. Was it close to a corral?
I'll
where
hang someone up and wait for
oh,
my answer
on
the air.
Chad, that is so
there you
not
go.
Fair.
And
that
you know what's
not
funny?
Fair.
Check my Instagram. Check my TikTok. I have been returning carts to the corral for the last few days. It was feeling good. But here we have another example of what I'm talking about. Saving lives.
I applaud you for turning the corner and starting to put the carts away.
But now I'm stopping and I'm doing it for the children.
Oh my gosh.
Want to weigh in on what Tad, Drex, and Kara are talking about? Leave them a message on the free B98.5 app. Just click the open mic feature and you could hear yourself on the show. Tad, Drex, and Kara, weekday mornings from 5 to 10 on B98.5.
It is hard to protect your kids from hearing the filthy swear words, from hearing the devil's language. But when I tell you, I got a 9-year-old son. And we have tried very hard. I mean, sure, we certainly don't swear around him. It comes up every once. You can't control every little thing that happens in public. He hears these things. He knows they're bad. But I got to get some advice from you. And in order to give me the right advice, you have to understand who I'm dealing with.
Okay.
Anytime I want to show my kid a movie or a TV show, we go to the computer and we look at like conscientiousparents.org there's some website. I can never remember what it is, but it's a website that tells you everything that's going to happen in whatever movie it is that you're going to watch.
Uh-huh.
All the words that are used, all the themes.
Like anything that could be questionable, something you may want to earmuff or like hide eyes from.
And as a result of this website, all these movies and shows that I watched when I was a kid. Because, see, when I was a kid, we didn't know we were going to have VHS tapes or even laser discs.
Right.
So you only got one chance, or you thought you're only going to get one chance to see these movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the math. You know, 1978, I would have been 6 years old. 1978 is when Grease came out. We show our kids Grease. And it's like they're smoking filthy cigarettes.
Yep.
First of all, they're like 40 years old playing high schoolers. And so everything, I can't show my kid anything, this dang website.
But I feel like that's very common for the things that we kind of grew up with. Like, it's just a different time now. The jokes and the little kind of under toned themes right. in the old movies would now never pass. It would never be like PC enough to show to young eyes these days at all.
Classic example of what you're talking about, Back to the Future. Now, we took him to see Back to the Future on Broadway. It's, I believe they're planning on bringing it around here, so we wanted to get a little preview of it.
Right.
The movie, they're calling each other meathead, knucklehead, all the language and all this. Like, Biff is just a monster. But the play has been updated, so the musical is fine.
Right.
Like, he's
so
okay to watch the musical,
not
okay to
out.
Watch. All right. So knowing all of this mm-hmm. and knowing that I've not been able to watch, like, we watched E.T. and you would have thought, and by the way, the website is Common Sense Media, which I reluctantly share with you because this is going to ruin lives. So everything gets the heave-ho.
Right.
Like, I can't show him anything. Now, we're planning on taking him. We're going to be up in New England on vacation later this summer, and Dave Grohl, Sam's big Foo Fighters, loves Nirvana, Dave Grohl concert. And this has been in the works for a while. Tickets are purchased, hotel room, the whole thing.
This is a huge experience. Like, right. that's a huge thing for him.
And so somebody forwarded me a Foo Fighters video from one of their shows where they brought Rick Astley on stage. And I am now aware of the language that Dave Grohl uses from the stage.
Every once in a while, you meet a badass motherfucker. And has the balls to come up and do something in front of 30,000 people that he's never done before. I would like to introduce that badass motherfucker right now.
You didn't know that he had a trash mouth before? Have you ever listened to the lyrics of some of these songs?
If my wife catches wind that this is what's going to happen,
she's going to shut it down.
She'll shut it down like she shut down every movie I've tried to show the kids. So I'm wondering. Little advice from you. Do I pretend I never saw that video and act dumb?
Or do you come clean?
Or do I come clean knowing full well that she will find some other activity for us to do and my kid is going to miss out on his rock star dreams?
Does he know that you guys have tickets to this show?
Oh, he's looking forward to it.
Oh, so then she'll be the one that's trashing his dreams, not you. And then that puts her in a bad spot.
She will cancel this fast. Faster than you can say mother, whatever it was that Dave Grohl said. Do I speak up or not? 404-741-0985. Leave an open mic on the B98.5 app. We are talking about this Foo Fighters concert. I've got the tickets already to see Foo Fighters. Somebody just sent me a video of Dave Grohl on stage swearing like a sailor. And I know that if my wife knows that that's what we're up against, that that's what we're going to be seeing, that that's what our kid, our 9-year-old, is going to be exposed to, she will shut that down. But should I lie to my wife about this, about my knowledge?
This is kind of a really hard place to be in, but I find it hard to believe that Jessica hasn't already, because she's so big on research and making sure that everything is appropriate for them to see and kind of experience.
Done her
it would
Dave
surprise
Grohl.
Me that she hasn't done her Dave Grohl research already.
Don't you remember my wife, and this is something I can hold above her head forever, is the one who my son learned how to swear from her. This is an old clip from our show from a long time ago.
Sam, what did you say? There's two what?
Two f***ing pieces of boxes.
So we have two pieces of boxes?
No, two f***ing.
What does that mean?
Pieces of boxes.
What does that mean?
Two f***ing.
What does that mean?
F***ing.
Oh, my God.
It was just in my mind.
Does mommy sometimes go like, one f***ing time?
Yeah.
Good mommy.
So, with that information.
I mean, come on.
Now, he was saying freaking at the time. I know it sounds much worse when you bleep it out, but he learned it from listening to her. To the phones. Am I supposed to tell my wife that I know that Dave Grohl's got a filthy mouth? Stacy in Greensboro?
I say, let the kid attend the show, let him watch the movies, because it's just words. And as a parent, they need to teach him how to be able to hear things and see things, and teach him that it's okay to let other people say those things, but not say them himself. That there's a time and a place that it becomes maybe, or an age where it becomes more appropriate to do so.
Yeah, he's a smart kid, and he has heard swear words, but he hasn't heard it quite the Dave Grohl level.
Right.
Where he's going to be, and this is one of his heroes. And so this is somebody he looks up to, and he wants to be Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl is a drummer. Sam's a drummer. Loves Dave Grohl. Looks up to him. Dave Grohl is saying these kinds of things on stage. He's going to start saying these things on stage or otherwise.
So are you more afraid of the reaction that your wife will give you, or are you more afraid of Sam being influenced by this and kind of turn it into a little trash mouth?
I'm not worried about Sam. I'm worried about my wife, of course. Come on.
Well, then that's a spousal issue, not a parent-to-child issue.
Oh, talk to me about spousal issues, please. How much time do we have?
I run a pretty strict household, and I just want to say that the rule in our house was if you started to do the things that you saw in movies that you told your child were inappropriate for them to do, then they lost the privilege of watching movies like that, you know, for a long period of time.
Wow. Excellent. Amy in Roswell joining the conversation at 404-741-0985.
I don't buy that your son doesn't already know all the swears. Your wife thinks she can control what her 9-year-old does, but she can't control what the other 9-year-olds do.
Like classroom talk. Does he ride a school bus, Tad?
He doesn't ride a school bus.
You're lucky there.
I don't think he's really exposed to the cuss words the way you think he would be.
Does he take a little bubble to school? How does he get to school where you think he's not exposed to the other kids? My kid knows when to swear. It was my dad's job to teach me when the right time to use a well-punctuated curse word to enhance what he has to say. And I think your son should learn it from the source. Otherwise, he's going to be using them all weird. I'm telling you, you got to let him swear around the house. He'll become desensitized to it. He won't think it's this big taboo thing to do. It won't be a big deal. He'll actually do it less in the long run.
I'd love to conference you in with my wife right now.
Put her on.
Amy's looking for a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, teach the kid? Do we have any better advice? Every time I want to show my kid one of the movies I love from our childhood, she makes me check commonsensemedia.com to see if it's appropriate. And let me tell you, nothing that we watched when we were growing up is appropriate for today's kids. You would be shocked. Do yourself a favor if you have spare time. Go to Common Sense Media. Type in some of your favorite movies that you watched that are the most, that you don't think are any, nothing's wrong with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's something wrong with them.
Of course.
And Common Sense Media found it. So the question here this morning is, I just found out Dave Grohl has a filthy mouth and I'm supposed to be taking my kid to see the Foo Fighters. My concern is, knowing that I know what I know now, do I just pretend I never saw that video with Dave Grohl saying mother this and mother that and S-bomb here and there? Or do I tell her in advance, knowing full well my 9-year-old's going to be exposed to this stuff?
I'm shocked that you didn't know ahead of time that Dave Grohl had such a trashy mouth, one.
I'm a little disappointed, actually. It's not that difficult to not swear on stage when you don't know who your audience is.
He's a rock star.
It doesn't matter. Swear words don't make the rock star. What year is it now? You need not swear to have an effect. This woman earlier this morning, she goes, teach him how to swear because you can punctuate. Give me a break.
Listen, my dad taught us how to swear. He had this little black box that you could press this button and another swear word would come out over and over and over again.
A swear generator?
Oh, yes. And my brother and I loved it. We're like, let's get out the black box and push the button.
Dude.
But we did it just at home. And I mean, I am kind of a trash mouth off of the air, but right. In my personal life.
It is amazing our ability to not swear on the air, but behind the scenes.
It takes so much control.
Really is. Patting myself on the back here. Yes. Hope I don't pull a muscle. Let's check open mics. You can leave us a message on the open mic. It's on the B98.5 app.
I say pretend like you never saw the video and have a conversation with your kid if it happens.
Yeah, and that conversation will go, This is our little secret, kid.
Oh, no,
don't
you
tell
can't
mommy.
Do that.
Let's check another.
Hi, this is Jenny from Gainesville. Common sense media means you educate your children on the words they shouldn't say. You let them know there are going to be those words in the event you're going to, and you remind them that those are not words that they should say because they are grown-up words, not kid words. If they're mature enough to handle it, take them. If they are not mature enough to handle it, don't. They all turn out to be great adults, or at least most of them do.
Love that advice. You're absolutely right. He's a smart 9-year-old. I feel like he can handle it. Sean and Hiram.
I say show may be too harsh for him, but that website will run every movie that Disney, DreamWorks, or Pixar is going to make. So it's a balancing thing.
Oh, that's true. The most inappropriate movies are Disney princess movies.
Oh, for sure.
If you think about their effect on girls and stuff, this common sense media is horrible. Melinda and Calhoun.
You cannot keep your child in the bubble, so to speak, for all of his life. Can't protect him of it, you know, from everything.
Yep.
What I did with my child when she was 4, I caught her using the word damn it because she was frustrated. Used it absolutely appropriately. That was the one thing that I had basically failed to eliminate from my personal vocabulary.
Right.
Put aside, and I said, no, that's not appropriate language for a little girl. So I said, you know, you're going to hear words that are not appropriate. And rather than using those small words that small-minded people use, expand your vocabulary, learn something good that can replace that. And if you hear mommy using that sort of language, you need to say mommy. That's not appropriate.
Funny story about my niece who was about 4 years old, and she thought the word eyeball was a swear. For some reason, she like the communication got messed up and she thought eyeball. She would use eyeball as a swear. And my sister, Jessica, would punish her when she used eyeball as a swear. Even though it's not technically a swear word, she punished her for the spirit of the word.
Right?
Sean and Shane and Dunwoody, you say I should absolutely lie to my wife.
Yes, sir.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I'm a kid. I make bad choices.
Want to win Kara's money? Play Are You Smarter Than Kara every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35 for a chance to take $100 of her money.
Woo! All right.
Tad, Drex, and Kara. Weekday mornings on B98.5. She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Good morning, Nikki and LaGrange.
Good morning.
How? Could you do us a favor and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Kara, get on out of there.
I'm gone, Nikki. Good luck.
Thank you.
Kara's going to split for a couple of minutes. We'll ask you 5 trivia questions, and we're going to bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same exact questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she'll have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number 1. The Outsiders was crowned best musical at the Tony Awards Sunday night. It was produced by John Voight's daughter. Who's that?
That's Angelina Jolie.
Question number 2. Scooter Braun announced he's retiring from being a music manager after 23 years. He managed Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, and the woman John Travolta mistakenly called Adele Dazeem. Who's that?
Idina Menzel.
Question number 3. Brooke Shields wore Crocs on the red carpet at the Tony Awards. Who has a shorter snout, alligators or crocodiles? Shorter snout.
I'm going to say alligators.
Number 4. Everyone's okay after a Father's Day fire at Carrie Underwood's house. Finish this lyric. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth.
Bathroom polo.
And number 5, Gordon Ramsay showed a nasty bruise he sustained in a bike accident while he was in the nutmeg state. What state is the nutmeg state?
I believe that's Rhode Island.
All right, I'm bringing Kara back in. You almost got there, kid. You almost got all 5 right. Came up a little short. Don't say a word. Kara's back here ready for the same questions.
I'm ready.
Number 1, John Voight's daughter.
Angelina Jolie.
It's 1-1. Question two. Who's the woman John Travolta accidentally called Adele Dazeem?
Idina Menzel.
Idina Menzel is right.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
I never know. Like, did he stroke out? Did he ever address that? Like, what happened there?
I don't think
he did. It's 2-2. Question three. Who has the shorter snout, alligators or crocodiles?
Crocodiles.
Crocodiles have longer, pointier snouts. Yeah. I'm sorry, that is incorrect. It's now 3-2. Nikki LaGrange is on top. Kara's got the deer in the headlight look. Here's question four. Finish this lyric. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth. This is from a Carrie Underwood song. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth.
Of beer? I don't know. I don't know Carrie Underwood songs.
That is incorrect. It is 4-2. Nikki and LaGrange is still in the lead. And your final question, what state is known as the Nutmeg State?
The Nutmeg State? Vermont? I don't know. Where does Nutmeg come from?
She said Rhode Island. It's Connecticut. Final score, Nikki LaGrange 4, Kara here in Atlanta 2. Are you smarter than Kara?
Yes, I am. All I do is win,
no matter what. Kara, your new record, 1,806 wins and 57 losses.
Congratulations, Nikki.
Thank you.
You get it all here. Check this out. $100 of Kara's money. Tickets to see Mike Birbiglia June 24th at the Tabernacle, and a $100 gift card to Barbacoa Tacos, Tapas, and Tequila. Tickets for Mike Birbiglia, by the way, livenation.com. How many times did they make me say Mike Birbiglia?
I think you need to keep saying it just as punishment for writing
Congrats,
terrible questions.
Nikki. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Can be done. In fact, it was done. Two times in four days.
Don't remind me. Mm-hmm. Nobody will beat me up more than myself.
Keeping up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond, Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Partly cloudy, 90 today, 74 now in Lawrenceville. What's up, Kara?
We've got the latest coming from Katy Perry. I've got a little snippet of her new single in just a second. But Trader Joe's latest must-have item has absolutely nothing to do with food, but if you can find one, it could make you a pretty penny. A couple of weeks ago, they released the latest must-have accessory, their mini insulated tote bags. So basically, they look like those little soft-top lunch insulated lunch bags.
Right.
And they come in two different colors, magenta and teal. They're selling for $4, but they're reselling online right now for over $100 a piece.
What's so special?
Couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell me?
Don't know.
The difficult conversation is between me and the Trader Joe's employee, where I go in there and I'm like, hey, can you show me to the bags that you guys sell for $4
that I can resell
for $100 that you haven't already bought? I'm sure the employees are the reasons these bags are scarce.
There's lines. There's actual lines of people waiting
so
for when
silly.
They get new shipments of these things, and they are going so fast. So if you can find one,
right,
might want to hold on to it.
What's wrong with us?
I don't know.
Gosh.
Very good question. Now, Katy Perry is set to ring in her new era. You know, she quit American Idol. She's been working on some new music. So she's finally starting to tease the first single from her upcoming sixth album. It's called Woman's World.
Sexy, confident, so intelligent. She is heaven sent. So soft, so strong.
The full song will be released on July 11th. The video will come out the next day. No clue on when the actual album is going to come out or what it's going to be called. But I can't wait to hear more from Katy Perry. She's looking smoking hot in the video that she's got for, I guess she was doing a little like pre-promotion mm-hmm. in the outfit that she was wearing for this music video.
I saw the video on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I noticed something about Katy Perry that I'd never noticed before. And
what's
I actually
that?
Looked into it because I'm like, what's going on there? Have you seen her teeth? The bottom row of teeth?
What's wrong with her teeth?
She's got teeth growing behind teeth. Her top row of teeth is flawless.
Yeah.
Bottom row of teeth, not so much. So I looked into it, and she says she won't get braces because braces as an adult are difficult. And this is a quote from Katy Perry. She says, "Those teeth are the bane of my beauty existence. It's like the Rocky Mountains in there."
Has homegirl never heard of Invisalign? My teeth were kind of jacked up, and I didn't want to do anything. Like, as a child, my mom, they were going to have to, like, break my face and wire me back shut and do all these crazy things.
Right.
So as a 28-year-old, I went and got Invisalign, and it was the best thing I ever did in my life.
All right, here's what you should know as a mother, though, because I know what you're talking about. When I was 12, 13, the orthodontist was like, well, we're going to have to remove all these impacted teeth and all these surgeries. But now my 9-year-old has already got stuff in his mouth because if you catch it earlier, then you do a palate expander and it gives room for all of your teeth to grow into your skull. And it's supposed to save money on orthodonture, but we'll see how many lawsuits.
They can't guarantee the response, but Tad, Drex, and Kara at least help you ask for forgiveness.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Good morning, Ryan. How's it going?
Hey, how are you?
We're all right. You got to ask your ex-girlfriend for forgiveness. What happened?
Natalie, she's my ex. We dated for almost a year. We moved in together, and we haven't been living in the same place for a long time, but we were talking about getting married.
Oh, nice.
And then Natalie cheated on me.
Oh, man.
I was devastated. Like,
of course.
Yeah, and I'm not the malicious type, but I wanted to get back at her.
Wanted to get back at her. You got to be careful with that.
She moved out, and I just didn't forward her mail or let it collect. I think she was trying to call me to get the mail. I mean, I know she was, but I just wasn't in a place to answer her. And then I got a call from an attorney that Natalie hired because apparently it's illegal to hold someone's mail, which I didn't realize.
That might fall under the category of mail fraud.
I gave her the mail, but the calls haven't stopped. Like, I keep getting calls from her attorney. And I want to ask for her forgiveness. She screwed up, but, you know, I did too. But I want the calls to stop too, so.
Tell you what, Ryan, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to try to get in touch with Natalie coming up next, and we'll see if we can ask her for forgiveness and maybe stop this legal action.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
It's never too late to apologize with Tad, Drex, and Kara. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
We're trying to get in touch with Ryan's ex, Natalie. They dated for about a year. They were living together. Then she cheated on him. And then to get back at her, he did things including holding on to her mail. Well, recently he's been getting calls from lawyers. He returned the mail, but the calls haven't stopped. So we're going to call Natalie here and see if we can get her to forgive him and get these lawyers, like, call off the goons.
Yeah.
Ryan, she's not going to know you're on the line when she first picks up.
Hello.
Morning, Natalie.
Yeah, hi. Who is this?
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're great. We were calling because we heard you went through a tough breakup recently.
Yeah, and it's all my fault. I mean, he was a great guy, and I screwed it up. That's kind of my thing.
We understand there are some legal issues surrounding this breakup. Somebody hired an attorney. Is that right, Natalie?
What he did to me was just so next level.
What did he do?
I'm not exactly sure what he did, but it's going to cost me about $4,000. And
$4,000?
So I'm pretty upset. He was holding my mail hostage. And when I finally got it back, I had a parking ticket. And it was almost $4,000.
What? Those things do escalate quickly.
Holy
they double, they triple, they quadruple. So I got to let you know, this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And Ryan, your ex, is actually on the other line with us. He asked us to help him call you to ask forgiveness over the mail situation. Ryan, did you know about this $4,000 parking ticket?
Honestly, I had no clue.
Yes, you did.
Ryan, you say Natalie had something to do with this parking ticket?
I know that I cheated. I know that I ruined the relationship, but this is unacceptable.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just want the lawyer calls to stop.
Okay, then you need to either pay the ticket and get that car out of my name.
Car out of your name?
Oh.
Ryan bought a beater of a car.
Uh-huh.
He registered it in my name and then illegally parked it at the Atlanta airport for 2 months.
What? And you just found this out?
Yeah, because they were mailing the tickets and he was holding them back from me.
Is this true, Ryan? You had told us that you weren't malicious, but this is truly the definition of malicious.
Maybe next time you'll think twice before you decide to break someone's heart.
Okay, so you do admit it. You admit that that was you.
I did this to protect the next guy and the next guy and the next guy.
Wow.
Why? So she doesn't have money to go out on dates? Like,
So she doesn't cheat on anybody else?
I don't know. I just wanted to make her feel something because she honestly really hurt me.
Dude, I understand, but now you owe $4,000. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah.
No, the car's not in my name, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, next time my lawyer calls you, I suggest you pick up because you are going to be paying me for this.
So
well,
this is.
I think maybe next time your lawyer calls, he'll have the wrong number.
Well, this is awkward because I'm supposed to be asking Natalie if she forgives Ryan for holding her mail.
No. No, I don't. I do not.
I don't forgive you either, Natalie.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Oh, joy. Coming up tomorrow, Christine needs forgiveness from her best friend, Julia, for inviting Julia's ex to her birthday party, and she didn't tell her, didn't warn her.
Why would you even do something like that? That's your best friend.
We're going to find out tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.